रब करीम हर कंहिं जो निगहबान आहे, पर हादी थी हिदायत कंहिं कंहिं सां थो करे. द गुड लॉर्ड लुक्स आफ्टर एवरीथिंग एंड एवरीबॉडी. यू गो टू द जंगल्स, यू सी द बिग स्नेक्स एंड द सर्पेंट्स, द स्मॉल इंसेक्ट्स, द एनिमल्स, द बिग एनिमल्स, द स्मॉल एनिमल्स, एवरीवन ही लुक्स आफ्टर. You go to the desert, you see in the hot sun, in the cold nights, the animals, the serpents, the scorpions living there, they are all looked after by him. So also if you look around in the world, he looks after everybody. But hadi thi hidayat kahin kahin sa to kare. This literally means that he becomes a teacher and explains the whole way of life to a very few people, and we happen to be those few people, that we have got this Hadi Suharo, a spiritual guide, our Murshid Sahib Sufi Nasir Muhammad Al-Qadri. This is the difference between us and the whole of the world. He has become our spiritual guide. Sufi Suho. Suho is a guide, you know. He has taken upon himself to guide us through this passage of life, and that is why we are truly blessed. This does not happen to everyone. There are times when one sees around you multitude and throngs of people attending discourses, where there are thousands and lakhs of people, but in our case we are very, very few selected, which is to our good fortune. It just happened because of our fathers, our forefathers, that we got this guru like our Sai. It does not happen to everybody. So we have to really consider ourselves to be the very few blessed people who by chance have a guru like Sai Nasir Fakir. You know, for illness, the Sai used to say that when a person is ill, there are three ways of treating that illness. Any illness for that matter. First, Sai very clearly used to say one should visit, go and meet the doctors. The second is do charity, khairat. And the third is dua. Now when you go to meet a doctor, there was a case of one fakir, one saint who was ill, and he went to his murshid, and the murshid told him, look my friend, why don't you go and see a doctor? He says, no sir, you are my doctor, I will do exactly what you tell me to do. So his Guruji told him to do something, which he did, but unfortunately it did not help him. He went back to the Guruji and he said, sire, I did what you told me to do, but somehow it did not help me. The Guruji, Murshid Sahib, again told him, go and visit the doctor. He went to this doctor, and the doctor told him exactly the same thing that the Guruji had told him. Having done as per the doctor's bidding, the illness left him. So the Murshid told him that these doctors also are having raya from me. Raya is inspiration. So there is nothing wrong by going to these doctors, because ultimately they do help you out in various forms of illnesses. But if that does not work, then the next stage is khairat. Every day you must have some food distributed to some beggars, some needy, some person who is starving or thirsty. This is khairat. Angane je agyan khairatri pe the. and keep on doing this charity. And at the grassroots level, you know, go down, give some needy person some food to eat, see if he requires something, try to fulfill his desire. That is the true charity, you know. If this does not help, then the last is dua. You have to seek the blessings from our Lord, our Guruji. If he is destined to recover from that illness, our Guruji, our Murshid, our Allah will see to it that it is done. But if the will of God is something different, then one has to accept the will of God. Coming to charity, there was an instance narrated by our Sai that one lady's son was very, very ill, and she went to one saint and told him, "Sir, my son is very ill and I have tried all sorts of medicines and nothing seems to be having any effect." The saint told her, "Okay, you do one thing. Every day make a packet of food, distribute that food amongst the poor, and that's it. Do this for a couple of days or for a period of time." The lady did exactly as per the bidding of the saint. She cooked some food, distributed to the poor. The second day she did the same. There was no improvement in the health of the child. The third day she did the same. The fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day. But there was no improvement in the health of the child. She was a little tired of the whole scene. And on the seventh day, she did not distribute anything to the poor. Unfortunately, the son died. She was very upset, but there was nothing she could do about it. When she went to sleep, she had a vision, she had a dream. She saw there a seven-headed serpent, a horrifying seven-headed serpent. In the six heads or the mouths of the serpent, there was food. In the seventh head of the serpent, there was this child. She got up and she said, "Why did I not do charity for the seventh day also? Had I done this, my son would have been saved." The moral of this is that we have to continue doing charity even if immediately there is no result. One should not get fed up of it. One should keep on continuing to do this till such time that one feels, there is no question of feeling. The best thing is to keep on doing these kind of small gestures of charity every day.